This year was made available the Ili Nishmas
Rav Rebleze ben Rav and Tzion Gavriel Hamburger, that's all.
We wrote by Rebleze last time. Before we learn the Machlekes of Rav Chista and the Rabba on the subject, if somebody bakes on Yom Tov to eat on the next day after Yom Tov. Rabba says he gets Malkus. Rav Chista says he gets Malkus. And Rabba said there's no Malkus, all this usher to do it, but there's no Malkus because of Hoya. Since if unexpected visitors would come, he could use that bread that he baked for them, although he doesn't need it for himself. So it would have been useful. So therefore, even though he baked it, if beferish, especially for tomorrow after Yom Tov, he's not like it. Because it's considered Eichel Nefesh for Yom Tov. So Rav Chisda does not hold Hail, since actually he didn't have any visitors yet. And because he might, that's not considered a reason to consider it Eichel Nefesh of Yom Tov. So he's doing a Malach on Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov. So he gets Malkus. And Rabbi says, since visitors might come, so even though they didn't come, it's considered as if he did something of Eichel Nefesh for Yom Tov, and this is part. First talk about the Machlekes, and we start. The Baron Pesach. Now this is Machlekes of Meroyim, from Chisda and Rabbi. Rabbi, I know, like, the Tehmer of Ektesis, Domer, Bamasli, and Sikhti Shabbos, I'm a Chabbos, if somebody sweeps the floors on Shabbos, Boreide, Chalaz, Vash, or he pulls loose the cakes of honey from the beehive on Shabbos, it's Chayav Chabbos. Heze, he did it on Yom Tov, Amezi, Sevi, Gesar, Boy, and Giv, Rabbi, Lazar. Aham, Ein, Kan, El, Shush. What do we see here? Here's a Tanya who says that there's Malkus for doing a Malach of Eichel Nefesh on Yom Tov, which he didn't need. He didn't need that. So we see that we don't say Hoyel and say Kashi on Rabbi. It's Machlekes on the line, Rav Chisda and Rabbi. Here's a Tanya. A Tanya that says you don't say Hoyel. And there's Malkus. Ba'amai, leke l'abaz, why is that Malkus going to Abaleza? Going to Rabbi, leme, let's say, hey, hello, mikle, le'orchim, if visitors would come. I feel like Rabbonu lo potri. And the Rabbonu says, potter, over there, by the case of pulling loose the halva dvash, not because they say, hey, hello, mishum, deloch, shivi, dvash, bikabal, temahuba. They don't consider honey in the beehive mechuba lekarke like an apple is mechuba to the tree. That's the machlekes that Rabbi Eliezer considers it mechuba, she is chayav mishum koitzer, and the Rambam says it's not called keitzer. But it would be, if it was to be a real keitzer, everybody would agree that it's chayav. So why don't you say hayo? That's Tesis kasha. Say it aside. Our Tesis could answer the kasha by saying that even if he needs it himself to eat, is chayav because it's keitzer, and keitzer is a malacha that's also on Yom Tov, even Eichel Nefesh. But Tesis didn't say that because the machlekes of Rishonim. Tesis itself says in one place, more than one place, that all the malachas of Eichel Nefesh before Lisha, before kneading the dough, are also midaraisa. Melisha ve'elech, the tale is matter for Eichel Nefesh. So according to that, Tesis could answer, Kaitsa is before Lisha. To pull something loose from where it grew, like pulling an apple off a tree, or according to Abeleza, pulling the honeycomb loose is kaitsa, and therefore is chayav, not because any other reason. Even if he did it for himself, as he was hungry to eat right now, he'd be chayav. But Tez didn't answer that because the other Rishonim is saying that it's only Midarabona. Midaraisa, even to pull the apple off a tree is Mutter on Yom Tov Echol Nefesh. Only Midarabona is Asher. So it's Midarabona, so why should he get Malkus? And even though he didn't need it himself, there's Hoyo. That's why Tez didn't answer that. The Rambam and others hold that Midaraisa, all the Malachas are Mutter. Kreitzer also. So according to them, it's a kasha. Why is it Malkus? Why don't you say Hoyo? But yes, let me take the answer. Kegon Shehid Bishadrash is a case where the honey became hardened, solidified, Beinavuya Lecho. Not fit to eat. That's all. You pulled loose something that's not fit to eat. It's Chayim Hashem Kesha, but there's no Echol Nefesh. And even a guest would come, not fit for that. That's one talus. So one talus is, it's something that's not a matter of oichol. That's why it's chayav. Inam another talus, b'roide som rishki esaham. If he pulled it loose so close to the end of the day, she'afilo yovoyochim and shoes b'yem lechol. Even if a guest would come, there wouldn't be any time for them to eat it. So now, according to this, even Rabbi will agree that a man will bake Yom Tov. Just before Yom Tov is over, he'll bake for Choyel. He'll be Chayev because you're not shy of Choyel. Even a guest will come, it won't come in time to eat that on Yom Tov. With this teret, it comes out right. Ma shehik shariva. He has the kash. Who has the kash? Rabbi holds that it's also on Yom Tov to prepare for Shabbos midaraisin. Or Bereish b'kol mov in doma ein Yom Tov mechem leShabbos. He said ein Yom Tov mechem leShabbos. Yom Tov cannot prepare for Shabbos. The Iyam of Hoyel. He said Hoyel hechem ishkachas lo. That's what he said first. The Tei said Iyam of Hoyel. He said Hoyel according to Rabbi. How can you find such a thing, Daniel's Mechel Shabbos? But it's always fit for today. Even though he did it the Feirish on Yom Tov for Shabbos, even though he said, I'm doing it for Shabbos, still it's fit for Yom Tov too, if guests would come. So how can he say such a thing? So you must say, it's possible on Yom Tov to do something not fit for Yom Tov at all. What does that mean? Hashem Eshkar, you can find some of the Shia Sacham, and give the preachers. Finished. Interpretation, so any kind of Shabbos of Lachash shouldn't be hired. Hoyel, the royal of Chelish is besakon. You can cook for Chelish is besakon, you can shech for him, you can bake for him. So all Malachas of Shabbos should be mutter because of Hoyel. And not mutter, should be potter because of Hoyel. Yeshlema, Kiban de la Shchia, Klaal, Long, and Hoyel. A chayla shir, the sakon is very infrequent. And there, even Rabbi agrees they don't say hail. But that visitors could come, that's a frequent thing. That's what you say hail. Say that, Jesus. Now, there's another machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Because Rabbi asked the kashi, if you don't say hail, then what's the heter of preparing or cooking from Yom Tov to Shabbos by means of Erev Tavshilim? Erev Tavshilim will give you a heta to do a melacha d'oraisa? According to me, Rabbi, I say, Hoyel v'yim mikli orchim, if orchim will come. So Erev is fit for Yom Tov too. Erev is mutar. And the fact that it's l'chatchila also to do it for Shabbos, but in the case Erev Tavshilim, they're matar l'chatchila. But according to you, to Rav Chisda, it says, Isra de Araisa, he gets the Malkus, who could come on to the Shabbos? Because of Erev Tavshilim, your mother Isra de Araisa? So Rav Chisda answered, and this means the new Machlekes now, Rav Chisda answers, that Tzorche Shabbos nasim be Yontu. That Midaraisa, Shabbos and Yontu are like one day. And it's Muta to prepare on Yontu for Shabbos, Midaraisa. Only the Chachamim said no. And when the Erev Tavshilim, they permit. So now we have a Machlekes. Rabbi says no. Tzorche Shabbos are not mutter to do on Yom Tov. Only because of Hoyel. is part of Inir, and Mutar Le'od Hashem. And Rav Chisdol's Midaraisa Tzorchei Shabbos are Mutar to do on Yom. We'll talk about that second half later. Now, we're on bottom line, we're involved in the bottom line. And you're going to ask your kasha now on the second machlekes. If you ask the kasha, lechem aponim, every Shabbos, they ate the lechem aponim, they put on the new lechem aponim, and they took off the old lechem aponim and ate it. Lechem aponim nechol etish is eaten after 8 days. Because you can't bake it on Shabbos, you have to bake it Erev Shabbos. So you bake it Erev Shabbos, that's one day. Shabbos you put it on the table, and 7 days it's on the table, that's 9 days. So next Shabbos is the 9th day, that's when they eat Lechem Aponim. So at least 9 days the Lechem Aponim is in existence before it's eaten. By the time the Kohanim eat the Lechem Aponim, it's on the 9th day. And sometimes sometimes it's the 10th day, I will soon see. And sometimes achad also, sometimes 11 days. Never less than 9 days, lo yosh, never more than 11 days. Case, and I'll explain. Kedake. The normal way of lechem aponim to bake it on Friday. It's tishus, 9 days. It's Shabbos you put on the table. Friday and Shabbos are 2 days. And then 7 days is on the shulchan the whole week. And then when it's eaten, it's 9 days old. Nefer be'erev Shabbos, that's the normal way, he explains. It's baked erev Shabbos, and nechol is Shabbos, and eaten the next Shabbos, letisha, it's 9 days. But suppose chal yontel is be'erev Shabbos. If a yontel was on Friday, so you can't bake the lechem aponim on yontel, nechol is Shabbos la'asora. You have to bake it on Thursday, because Friday is yontel. So Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos is 3 days, and then there's 7 days on the shulchan, so it's 10 days. So now that's one case where you have 10 days lechem aponim is before it's eaten. Suppose shnei yomim tovim shel rosh hashanah, in the times of the Beis Hamikdash, also it happened that sometimes they kept 2 days rosh hashanah. We'll talk about that if we have a chance soon. So Thursday and Friday was rosh hashanah, so you couldn't bake; had to bake on Wednesday. So now you baked on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, and Shabbos. That's 4 days. Then it was on the table. Shulchan, 7 more days, 11 days. Nechol is Shabbos lachadosa. So it's baked, it's eaten on Shabbos after 11 days. So that's the case where you have 11 days lechem aponim before it's eaten. The fi shenadeche, the baking of lechem aponim is nadeche Shabbos. Bolo es hayom tev. That's what we learned until now. First aid on the side.
Okay.
Now Rava is asking from this a kasha on Rav Chisda, who said Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim on Yontif. Yeah. If you would say Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim on Yontif, Amai lo doch Yontif, why is the baking of Lechem Aponim on Lechem Yontif? Should we be able to bake on Yontif? Because Tzorchei Shabbos are able to be done on Yontif. On Rava there's no kasha. But Rabbi said the reason that it's not Chayav Malkus, he bakes on Yontav L'Choyel because of Choyel. Since it's fit for today too, if Orchim had come. The Lechem Aponim you can't eat, has to be on the Shulchan 7 days. So it's not possible to eat it. There's no Choyel. So therefore Rabbi understands why you cannot bake it on Yontav. It has nothing to do with Yontav. But according to Rav Chisda, said, Sorchei Shabbat Nasen on Yontav, why can't you bake on Yom Tov Lechem Aponim? Say the kasha inside. Omer Rav Chisda answered. Shavuos Kloy Vehitira. A Isa that's nearby means to bake for Yom Tov, for the Shabbat that follows Yom Tov immediately, there are matter. Shavuos Rechek Vehitira. To bake on Yom Tov for a Shabbat that's a week later, there weren't matter. Which means like this. Al Pi Din. I agree. I say it shouldn't be that way. You should be able to bake on Yom Tov Shabbos. But the Chachamim said, me the Rabbanim, we don't let. Even in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't let. To bake on Yom Tov for a Shabbos that's a week away, they didn't permit. And although in the Beis HaMikdash, usually, we say, Ein Shavuz BaMikdash, so here the Chacham insisted on this Issa and didn't permit. Let's say that. Like the Gemara, or the Rav and the Shimon ben Gamliel, the Ona. He said, in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Azgan, Doche es Yontev. He holds you could bake Lechem upon him on Yontev, even though it's not for the next Shabbos that follows it tomorrow. It's a week later. Only Lechem Doche es Yom Tzon. On Yom Kippur now. Yom Kippur is not with the Tzorche Shabbos and not done on Yom Kippur. But it was just on Yontev. He holds you can bake on Yontev even though it's not the Shabbos that follows the next day. Ma'ikrim, what can you say? He says, and what's for the machlekes? He said, "Bar pligi, mar shava shvus krevi hitiru, shvus roik al hitiru, and Rav Shimon will you hold mar shava shvus roik and am hitiru." So therefore, both of them agree. Rav Chisda says, "Tzorchei Shabbos nasim beyonter," and even though the Shabbos is far away, the machlekes is that the Chachamim clamp down and say no, if the Shabbos is far away. But they didn't clamp down. Tanakhama said they said it's also. If the Shabbos doesn't follow Yontov right away, it's also. And since Lechem Aponim is eaten always a week later, so you can have a bake on Yontov the Lechem Aponim. And the Shimon Yehuda said, we don't care, even though the Shabbos, when you eat it, is the next Shabbos, not the day following this. So the smuta on Yontov to bake even for a later Shabbos, even a lachat chila, say that. So Mr. Zachan asked the Kasha. We see Rabbi Shimon ben Azgan is matir. So he holds Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yontov. The Kasha and Rabbi only permits when the Shayach Hoyel. And Rabbi doesn't hold Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yontov. Talk about the Kasha first of all. So he said, we don't pass him like him. We pass him like a Tanakhana. That's all. We follow the Tanakhana. Yes, he holds it as a Das Yochid, an individual. We don't follow that. Yes, he said, it is such an opinion. That Tzorchei Shabbos Nasim Yontov, but you follow the first one. He says no, only when the Shai Hoyel. That's what the Rabbi will say. Now we learn the top tesis. It's off the subject. Nechol lachat osa. If Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah, you have to bake on Wednesday. So it comes out the bread is eaten on the 11th day. So the tesis says, how is it 2 days Yontov? 2 days Rosh Hashanah? Is a Sveika Dayem? In the Kuslora, it's a Sveika Dayem. They didn't know when Bezna made the Meshchedish. They didn't know when Yontov was. But now it's Yisrael, and times of the Beis HaMikdash. So they say yes. Kegon Shebo Eidim in Amin Cholamayla. Eidim came late. Eidim were supposed to tell that they saw the new moon, they came late. So after Eidim came late, so we don't make today Rosh Chodesh. The Noyagin Isa Yom Kodesh Shalom Ochel Kodesh. It came on the fifth day. And the fifth day was supposed to be Rosh Hashanah. But it came late. So the Chachamim said, since they came late, we won't make today Rosh Hashanah. Because if you make today Rosh Hashanah, it'll come out that we said a weekday Shir by the Karbonos that we offered before. After the Karbonos before, the weekday Shira. And now you'll make it retroactive Rosh Hashanah. So he said the wrong Shira. So they made a takon that when Adam came in, Amin Cholamayla, after the Karbon Tomid, no more accepting the Adam, only we're Neig the day Kodesh. We finish at the day Bekedusha. We started out with the possibility that today might be Rosh Hashanah. So we're Neig Kedusha today. But tomorrow is a real Rosh Hashanah. Why do you do that? That all the results of the Lashana Abba, that he shouldn't be careless next year. Next year people will see that on the first day you were careless. But you say, if we'll say we don't make it Rosh Hashanah at all, because Adam came in Amin Cholamayla. On tomorrow's Rosh Hashanah. So the first day was nothing, it was Choyl. So next year they'll make it Choyl. But even there'll be a case when Adam come early enough to make that day Kodesh. So therefore, we always make the first day Kodesh, even Adam came too late to make it actual Rosh Hashanah. First you have to hear. Now Tesis is going to that trouble of explaining this, but Tesis wants to avoid a kasha. If you'll start, you'll bake, let's say, on Wednesday, because Thursday and Friday is Rosh Hashanah. You bake on Wednesday, and you eat it the next Shabbos. Next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. How can you eat it? Like, I'm not putting on Shabbos, it's Yom Kippur. Talk away the kasha. If Thursday and Friday are Rosh Hashanah, so next Shabbos is Yom Kippur. How can you eat it on Shabbos? Like, I'm not putting on Shabbos. So Tesis says, in a case like that, we start counting from the second day. So Yom Kippur is on Sunday, not on Shabbos. Ubasro Ika, the second day of the two, is the Ika. Umine, Manina Yom Kippur. From that we count Yom Kippur. So you count the 10 days, Aseret Shmei Teshuva, you count not from the first day of Rosh Hashanah, which is not really Rosh Hashanah, it's only because of the Chumra Be'Almo, it's only in Neyagin, and we start from the second day. That's how it was with them, not with us. With us, the first day is the real Rosh Hashanah. But according to them, it's only a minute to make that day Kadesh when the Edom came late. But they intended to make tomorrow Kadesh. So tomorrow, Friday, is the real Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, the 10th day will come out on the Sunday after the next Shabbos. V'yom HaKippurim, v'yom on Kippur Sunday. And there, Nechol Yedalot, is baked on the 11th day, eaten on the 11th day after it's baked. It's actually eaten on Shabbos, the 11th day after since it's baked. Because tomorrow is Yom Kippur, not today. So up to here. But suppose witnesses came on Thursday before Mincha. And came, that day became the first day, the real day of Rosh Hashanah. And the next day would be a weekday. Only one day, Rosh Hashanah. When the witnesses came before Mincha, so they made that day that they came, Rosh Hashanah, the next day was a weekday. Only one day, Rosh Hashanah. You came to Mocha, but you're involved in Chol. Chol Gomahu. It's a real weekday. That's Friday. But if the witnesses come before Mincha, on Thursday is declared Rosh Hashanah, it's only one day. They can bake other bread. So the bread that they baked on Wednesday, they don't need. They'll bake fresh bread on Friday. And the bread that they baked on Thursday, they redeem it. And our question, how can you redeem if it became Kodesh in the Tanur? Because once it's in the Kodesh and the Klisharash, you can't redeem it. The Ein the Tanur Mikash. Tanur does not make it Kodesh. Tanur is not considered a Klisharash. Since they're baking, it's not deche, so therefore you have to bake beforehand. To bake beforehand, if the Talmud is Mekadish, it becomes possible Belina. So you must say the Talmud is not Mekadish. Talmud is not Mekadish, so therefore you can redeem it. So once more, let's talk it over. The second case, when Edim came on Thursday before Mincha, so we declare Thursday is Rosh Hashanah, and you don't need 2 days. That's how it used to be. And therefore on Friday we baked new lechem aponim, fresh. And what we baked on Wednesday, we redeem, because since it was not this kaddish and the klisharis, it's mutter to redeem it. And Tesis said the Tanur was not a klisharis. If the Tanur is a klisharis, you can never have lechem aponim that's kosher, because you always have to bake it before Shabbos. So Friday night it becomes possible lina. So you must say that lechem aponim is not this kaddish in the Tanur. Therefore you can redeem it. That's where the Edim came on Thursday before Mincha. Edim came on Thursday after Mincha, so you have to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day is a Minik, and the second day is a real Rosh Hashanah. And the second day, Friday, is a real Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur won't come until Sunday after next Shabbos. Set it aside. Now we start the next piece in the Gemara. We'll just begin and not finish. Mosir Rav Mori. Amori asked the kasha. Shtei Alechem. That's what they have on Shavuos. Shtei Alechem. Eino Necholesh Lo Pochas Mishnayim. Not less than 2 days since it's baked. Well, Yosha Shlesha. Because you cannot bake it on Yom Tov. stellig niet om bij Jan. Keizer. Nergens is je bij het erbe Jan. Zo te maken, net als Jan. Die zijn het de second day. Gaal Jan te leers achter Shabbos. Wat is woens was aan Sunday? Je kunt bekeren aan Sunday, is Jan te. Je kunt bekeren aan Shabbos, je kunt bekeren aan Friday. Nergens is Jan te de slasher. Is eten aan Jan te. De third day sinds is bake. De vieze een oude was de Shabbos. De baking is aan de derde Shabbos van Jan. Nou, Ian, if you say it's all hey Shabbos naast en bij Jan te. Haste de Shabbos bij Jan te, sorry. If was on Shabbos, necessary Shabbos, you said you can bake on Yontif. The Yontif, a Yontif, me boy. So why can't you bake on Yontif itself? On Yontif itself, why can't you bake the lechem aponim, the shtei lechem? If you say what you need for Shabbos, well, you won't eat it on Yontif. Still, so hey Shabbos are made on Yontif. Then for Yontif for itself, lechem out the shtei lechem. You need it on Yontif, and you'll eat it later. Right now, of course, it's not fit to eat before you makev the two kvoshim. The two kvoshim are matir the lechem. But after you matir your zerig dam of the kvoshim, the lechem becomes muta. So why should it be muta on Yontif to bake for Yontif itself? Now this we'll have to stop and learn again next time. This one take a little minute. We'll say it again next time. Next time you'll understand. And Messiah, Ahmed Aleph, 14 shuras down from the top. Before we learn the machlekes of Rav Chista and the Rabba, and two principles were entailed. One is, when a man is baking on Yontif, in order to eat for after Yontif, not baking for today, because he ate already. So Rav Chista says he gets malchus. And the rabbi says it's not permissible to do, but he doesn't get malchus. Because of poyel. Poyel means since. Since if unexpected visitors would come, the baking would be useful to be eaten today. So even though he didn't come, he's potter, because it's potentially useful for Yontif. Even though actually it was not used on Yontif. And even though his intention was to bake for tomorrow. But since potentially, by means of the hail, it could have been fit if visitors would have come, so he's potter. And Rav Chista doesn't hold hail. That's one machlekes. Another machlekes is Rav Chista holds, what's the reason that it's muta with the Erev Tavshilim to cook and bake from Yontif to Shabbos? Yontif is Erev Shabbos. Why is it permissible? He doesn't hold hail. But he holds, midaraisa, sorchei Shabbos nasim beYontif. You can make on Yontif malachas to prepare for Shabbos. Then Abonin, they said no, unless you make Erev Tavshil. But midaraisa, sorchei Shabbos nasim beYontif. Rabbi holds, no. But the reason Erev Tavshilin helps, because of hail. Even though he already ate all of his meals at Yontif, and now he's baking for Shabbos, still, Midrash says no molochet, because hail. It would be fit for unexpected visitors who would drop in while they're still Yontif. Now talk about these 2 points. Since two people ask, I'll repeat. Rabbi holds, if he bakes from Yontif till after Yontif, even though he does not need it for Yontif, because he ate his meals already on Yontif, so he's not loike. Not that it's mutter to do. In the Rabbon, it's also to do it, but he gets no malchus. Now, when he's baking from Yontif to Shabbos, he doesn't need it for Yontif, although it's no Isha de Isha, but the Rabbanan should be Asa, and therefore, by means of Erev Tavshil, the Rabbanan permitted it. That's all. And Rav Chista holds, mit der Reise zur Heishabes kemidon an Janze. Und der Chachome said, no. Wir machen Erotafshi und wir vermitteln. So in both cases, er ist der Abonnen, der Beik von Janze zu Shabes, for different reasons. Rabbe's reason is because Hoyo, that's why it's only the Rabbanon. Of his reason is because Tzorach HaShav and Nasim Yonte. But both of them say, if you make Erev Tav Shila, so the Rabbanon moved the Isha of the Rabbanon. Let's talk about once more. Now there will be a difference between the two. The Maise, for instance, suppose he baked so late at the end of Yonte, there is no time to eat on Yontif the baked stuff. Baked on Yontif to Shabbos. Now, it's a weekday and it baked so late, from Yontif to, for the next day after Yontif, a weekday, Rabbi would say he gets Malkus, because there's no hail. He would agree with Av Chista. But it's not hail. Visitors can't come. But he baked down to the end of Yontif. Well, let's say he started baking and he finished after Yontif. So he's chayef starting baking on Yontif. It wasn't fit to eat on Yontif. So therefore, even Rabbi would agree that he gets malchus, the Yisra dies. So according to that, if he's baking on Yontif for Shabbos, he has to be careful to bake a little earlier, not near the end of the Yontif. Friday, let's say, earlier, so there should be a little gap left if Orchim will come in just before Shabbos to be able to eat what he baked. That's the hail. That's why the Eretz Hafshilin helps. But if he baked actually down to Shabbos, let's say he put the bread in the oven just before Shabbos, it's Malachim, and he finished baking while it was Shabbos, so the Eretz Hafshilin wouldn't save him from the Malachim, from getting Malkus. Because there was no hail, according to Rabbi. So Rabbi requires, in order the hail should be effective, he should bake a little early in the day, at least that when he finishes the baking, it should be fit for some orchim that will come with that little bit that remains of Yom Tov to eat it. But Rabbi Hizna said, we don't care, because Tzorach HaShabbos Nasim Yom Tov. So we don't care, there's no opportunity for Orchem to eat it. To bake down to the end of, to the beginning of Shabbos. Because the halacha is mismuta. Tzorach HaShabbos, it may not tell muta to make on Yontif. Let's talk that over and we'll go on later. Why the poskim recommend, in order to fulfill Rabbi's opinion, that even though he made Erev Tav Shilin, you shouldn't bake too late Friday afternoon. Shouldn't bake down to the end, just before Lit Benchen, because we want to fulfill Hoyle. According to Abchis, we don't care. But according to Rabbi, you should bake a little earlier. It should be capable of being eaten by sudden visitors that would come in. That's when the Erev Tav Shilin would help, because Rabbi holds, you need Hoyle to make the Erev Tav Shilin permissible. Without hail be the Osa. He doesn't hold Tzorach HaShabbos Nasim B'Yontif, only because of hail. So once more now, I'll repeat the whole thing briefly. Oh, that's quite simple by now. Rabbi holds Tzorach HaShabbos are not muta to make on Yontif, per se, by itself. Only because of hail, since it's fit on Yontif, to eat, if you would have unexpected visitors, so it's considered as if you're baking for Yontif, even though your intention was for Shabbos. Unless he bakes down to Shabbos, then it wouldn't be any hail, then he's also in the Reise. Erev Tav Shilin wouldn't help then, according to Rabbi. Now, so let's say he's baking early on Friday, Yontif. Friday, Yontif, baking early for Shabbos. So Rabbi says, Minateres Muta, because of hail. Because it's fit for visitors, it would come in. But the Rabbana said, no. Since you're baking expressly for Shabbos, we don't permit it, despite the hail. Unless you make Erev Tav Shilin, then they permit because of the hail. The Erev Tav Shilin allows us to fall back on the hill. But now there is and Hashem says Asher did do it, despite her. Eretz Hashule is mutter to do it because of hail. However, I'm repeating, if we were baked down to Shabbos, where the Orchim wouldn't be able to eat from it, so then Eretz Hashule won't help because there's no hail yet. Of course, the whole Sorchei Shabbos are mutter to make on Yontif. And therefore, Menatah, you can bake down to the end of Yontif, even though no guests will be able to eat what you're baking now. It'll be too late. We don't care. Only the Rabbanan said no. The Rabbanan said no. Even the Tzorah Shabbos. Melanyan Rabbanan said no. Unless you make Erev Tavshil. They take off the Isra Rabbanan, and therefore, because the Tzorah Shabbos is Nazar Yontif, you can bake on Yontif and Shabbos. Now, if you bake from Yontif to Choyl, there, Rabbi says, it's also to do it with the Rabbanan. But he did it, there's no Malkus because of Choyl. Unless you bake down to the end of Yontif. And Rav Chista holds, if he bakes a yontif to chayil, even though he baked early in the day, he gets a malchus because we don't hold chayil. Talk about once more, and they go on right there. Moshe Ramah, he asked the kasha, Shtei Alechem, that they bring on Shuas, together with the two Kav Seyatzes. Now these two kvosim are shlamim, so when you zerek the dam of these two korbanos, then the lechem becomes muta to eat. Before you were zerek the dam, the lechem was also to eat. That's an important point now. Before you zerek the dam of the korbanos shlamim, the lechem is also to eat. Ain't on their cholas, they're not eaten lo pochas mishnayim, less than 2 days old, because you don't bake it on Shuas. You have to bake it before Shuas. So it's 2 days old by Shuas. Although Yisrael Shlish, it was never more than 3 days. I explained. When is it two? When is it three? Kesem. Nefes Erev Yontif. It was baked Erev Yontif. Nechalas Lo Yontif Lishlayim. It's eaten on Yontif on the second day. Chal Yontif Lius Acher HaShabbat. If Yontif fell out on Sunday, so you couldn't bake it Erev Yontif because it's Shabbos. You had to bake it on a Friday. And they hold it on Yontif Lishlish. So they're eating on Yontif on the third day. The fee, she'eino deicha lo es ha-Shabbat lo es Yontif. Baking of this lechem is not deicha Shabbat, not Yontif. So you can't bake it on Yontif. Then you had to bake it erev Yontif. That's what he's saying. Now why can't you bake it on Yontif? Sure is because it's not your private bread. It's baked legaveya. It says, he also lachem, what's made for you, you can bake. But you're making it for korban, this bread is a korban, even though subsequently kahanim eat it, but it's not baked for you directly, it's indirectly. Kahanim is shukhan gaveya, because if it's also to bake the bread on the stalechem on yantar. Now, if you say Sorchei Shabbos Nasim V'Yontif, things that you can't, won't use today, only tomorrow, it's mutter to make on Yontif, which is Erev Shabbos. That's what Rav Chista holds. Hashtamad of the Shabbos V'Yontif Shorei Sorchei Shabbos or mutter on Yontif V'Yontif V'Yontif Mivoy Sorchei Yontif surely should be mutter on Yontif itself. So why can't you bake on Shavuos? Because you're going to eat it after your maktiv the kvasim. That's his kasha. Since all at the time you're baking the bread, it's also for you to eat. Let's say you were trying to bake it on Shavuos. You couldn't eat it. Because you didn't shecht and deserve it down of the kvasim yet. So it's not considered like Eichel Vavish. But still, since you're going to eat it later in the day, so why shouldn't be muta? If Tzorche is Shabbos, which you intend to eat on Shabbos and not on Yontif, Rabbi holds, Nasi B'Yontif, Rabbi doesn't hold Hail. And Rav Chista doesn't hold Hail. Rav Chista says, Tzorche Shabbos, you can do on Yontif. Even though on Yontif you won't have any use for it, still, it's muta to do it on Yontif for Shabbos. Let's say, even that you're You're baking down to the end of Yontif. It's Mutar for Shabbos. Because Tzorach HaShabbos you can do on Yontif. So why can't you do Tzorach HaYontif on Yontif itself? Why should you be able to bake the Shtei HaLechem now on Yontif so that later, after the market, they should do Kvasim, you should be able to eat the bread? So Tzorach HaYontif surely should be able to be done on Yontif itself? That's a kasha. If you would say, you cannot do something today that's not for it now, that Tzorach HaShabbos you cannot do on Yontif, like Rabbi said, only because of Hayel, it's fit for Orchim. So this, there's no Hayel, because you're baking the bread, let's say Alechem on Yontif, it's also before you shut the kvasim. There's no Hayel. That's why you can't do it. You're baking something that's not fit for now. In fact, it'll be fit later, it was not fit for now. So just like Tzorach HaShabbos, Tabos are not made on Yontif, unless there's Hayel. So Tzorach HaYontif, later in the day, cannot be done on Yontif early in the day, unless there's a hail. But there's no hail here, because at the time of baking, the bread is also. So according to Rabbi, it's good. But according to Rabbi Krista, who doesn't take hail into consideration at all, he says, Stam, Tzorach HaShabbos, you can do on the preceding Yontif. So Tzorach HaYontif, you sure you can do on Yontif itself? So why can't you bake the Shtei HaLechem before they took Kvasim? Because you're going to eat them after, you're making the kosher. That's the kasha. On the Al-Chista. So he answers, Shan, also is different day, the Omar called Lochem, Lochem al-Lugavay, Afibish. The Torah says, without any svaras, since you're baking, not for yourself, you're baking for a Gavaya, for a Kom, even though you're going to eat it later, it's not called baking for you. So again, when you're baking on Yontif for Shabbos, the Torah says, Tzorach HaShabbos, you can do on Yontif. On Yontif, it's considered lochem. You're baking something for you to eat, or you're not eating it today, eating on Shabbos. We don't care what Abchisa says. Shabbos and Yontif are like one day. So as long as lochem is fit for you to eat, or you're baking ordinary bread on Yontif for Shabbos. So min ha'teres muta, it's lochem. But when you want to bake Shtei HaLechem, on Shavuos, before you're marking the Kvasim, it's not Lochem, but at that time, it's not even fit to eat. You can't eat it. You're doing it for Gavaya, but you do for Gavaya, not Mutar on Yontif, to do Melachas for Gavaya. And therefore, it has to be baked before Yontif. So you can say that aside. Frag de Gemara, Ola Rab on the Shimon ben Gamliel, the Omar. Mishum Rabbi Shimon Azgan. He said, Doche es Yontif. He holds you can bake this Shtei HaLechem on Yontif. My Ikel, what is that to say? Means like this. If you would hold like Rabbi, that there's a principle called Hayel, so I can say that Machlek is in the principle of Hayel. Rabbi Shimon Azgan holds, there's a hail here. At the time that he's baking the Shtei HaLechem, let's say on Yontif, even though he's baking the Gavaya, and that should be also, but there's a hail because if he wanted, they could redeem it and make it chulen, and it would be mutter to eat before your makiv the kvasim. There's a hail there. You could redeem it. So it wouldn't be kaddish. And you could eat it before your market the kvasim. Should it be that you're baked today on Yontif to eat ordinary bread? So because of that hail, you hold you can bake it, even though your intention it should be for the kol. Because there's always a possibility, maybe you could redeem it if you want, and it'll be eaten by you before the kol. And the Tanakhama holds, although we say hail, we're talking according to Rabbi, but a hail that's improbable we don't say. That Orchim might come, that's something that's probable. But to redeem the Shtei HaLechem that you baked especially for the Kolm, it's very improbable. That's a Hayel we don't say. So according to Rabbi, we can explain the Machlekes that way, in Hayel. But according to Rabbi Chista, who doesn't hold Hayel, he holds a flat statement, Tzorach HaShabbos Na'aseh MiYontif. So Tzorach HaYontif should be able to be made on Yontif too. So what's the Machlekes? And if it's a matter of Lachem Elo Lo Galea, everybody holds that. Lachem Elo Lo Galea. That's what it seems right now. So therefore, why should anybody be matter to bake on Yontif? I say it once more. They're asking a kasha. According to Rabbi, we can understand why there's a machlekes. Rabbi Shimon ben Azgan holds. We say hoyel. That's according to Rabbi, you say hoyel. And when you bake this alechem, even though it's baked ligovaya, still, there's a hoyel, you can redeem it, and it'll come out, it was baked for you. It's lochem. Therefore, it's mutter to bake on Shavuos, a stay alechem, even though you're baking it for the korban purposes. But there's a hoyel. It's still a possibility, it could be for you if you want to redeem it. The Tanikama says that's an improbable hail. We don't recognize as a hail. That's all. That's according to Rab. You can find the Machlekes, a reason for the Machlekes. But according to Rab, it doesn't hold hail at all. He only holds Sorche Shabbat, Nasim Yontif. So Sorche Yontif, surely a Nasim Yontif. So why should be any Machlekes? Since we say Sorche Yontif will be made on Yontif. Only reason not, why not because Lachem Lelogovea. So here, why should anybody permit it? Talk that over. Answer the Gemara. Because he doesn't hold Lachem below the Govea. So Valei Olski Abbe Shoal, who said, Rama Lachem, Lachem below the Nochem. You cannot bake for non-Jews. That's all the Lachem comes to say. But the Govea is Mutter. That's all. He holds just like it's Mutter to bake for yourself. It's mutter to bake, we go there too. Why do they say lochem? To exclude nochem. Now, those who hold lochem below the gavaya also exclude nochem. If you exclude gavaya, you surely exclude nochem. But a holder excludes both. But he holds, excludes only nochem. But gavaya is mutter to bake on yontif. That's why Rishim has gone as matir to bake on yontif, d'shtei alechem, even though it's not for you to eat. And even though there's no hoyel, still, he doesn't hold lachem below the gavaya. It's mutter to bake the gavaya, say that. Sholach lei, Rav Chista to Rabbi, Rav Chista continued the debate, but he sent a message to Rabbi, the yad by the hand of Rav Acha bar Avunah. And he asked him the following kasha. He asked Rabbi the following kasha. Mi amin hoyel, do we say hoyel? Ohot, now we learn the Mishnah. Yeshchirish telemechal. In the case where a man plows one row, v'chayovin olei mishum mishmeid alav, is chayv 8 lavim for doing that. How's that? Achirish b'shevach hamer. You cannot do work with a mixture of animals. Just having them draw your plow together, or draw your wagon together, an ox and a donkey, is a lav already. That's one lav. An ox and donkey should pull your wagon together or pull your plow together, that's a lav. The hein mukdoshim, the chamoya, I mean the shoya, is a korban. Oh, that's extra sin. Taking a korban and using it for your work is chayav mila, it's a lav. And the chamoya is kosher bedek habayis. Kosher bedek habayis is another lav. Belongs to Hegdish. Two separate lav. Now you have three. One is plowing with a mixture of animals. Secondly, he's using a shear, which is korban. And he's using a hamer, which is kosher bedek habayis. There's two more lav. There's three lav. Kilayim bekeren. And he's plowing, covering the seeds of kilayim in the vineyard. Now when you cover the seeds of kilayim, let's say, seeds of barley and wheat and grape seeds together in the vineyard, and with the plowing, he's covering the seeds with dirt. That's the issue of kelayim, planting kelayim. That's number four. Fourth aver, fourth law. Ushviz, plowing on Shviz, the seventh year. That's a separate law, that's five law. And it happens to be Yontif too, a sixth law. And this man is a Kayan and a Nozer in the Beis HaTumah. It's a cemetery where he's plowing. So Kain and Nozer, Kain is one lav in the cemetery, and Nozer is another lav. Now you have eight altogether. So we add eight lavin. That's a Mishnah. a Mesitta Makis. Now the Rav Hirsch is coming to the point. Iyam if you say Hoyel, Acharisha lo lechayev. On plowing, it shouldn't be chayev. On plowing, on Yontav, it shouldn't be chayev. Hoyel v'chozoy lekisei dam zipur. I'm going to learn a different pshat that Rashi tastes pshat. Rabbi Natan is pshat. On plowing, kilayim, it shouldn't be chayev. That tastes pshat. On plowing, the kilayim, it shouldn't be chayev. Why? Hoyel v'chozoy, since it's fit lekisei dam zipur, to cover the blood, he was shechta. A chicken on Yontif. You have to cover the blood. You shech the chicken on Yontif. You have to cover the blood. So therefore, if you're plowing, you're making loose dirt that gives you dirt to cover the blood. That means this. We can't say plowing on Yontif should be mutil, because you can use the loose dirt to cover the blood. Now, there won't be a heter. It wouldn't take off these other ice either. It means plowing, because covering the dam of the blood of a bird that you shecht, that's not echol nefesh. Kisei dam is not echol nefesh. So you can't do a melacha on yontif just for a mitzvah of kisei hadam. To which he's saying, hoyel, since it's fit for kisei hadam, plowing should be potter. That one law we should subtract. Plowing should be potter because if plowing is fit for kisei hadam, why should it be potter? You can do an avera in order to do a mitzvah. No. So the pshat, Rabbi Natan learned pshat like this, that the mitzvahs asay of kisei hadam should be derech the lo yisas of plowing kilayim. So therefore, one lap should go off. So now, he doesn't have any bird right here, right now. He didn't shech the bird, but maybe he'll shech the bird soon. He might shech the chicken. So because of the maybe, let's say the Esa, if Hoyel is a Hoyel, so let's use Hoyel, like Hoyel can take off the Esa from baking from Yon to Hoyel, that's what Rabbi says. If Hoyel can take off the Lav from baking from Yon to Hoyel because of Hoyel, so Hoyel should take off also the Lav of plowing Kilayim, because he might have to shech the chicken for visitors will come along soon want to eat. And he had to cover up the dam. So since in the possibility that there might be a mitzvah asev kisei hadam, so let that be doyche de lo sase of plowing kilayim, and subtract one law from these eight. Now we have to understand something here. It's not going to be permissible, because on yontiv, nothing will permit you to be mechal on yontiv because of a mitzvah. A mitzvah's asay, but yontif is not only a los asay. Yontif is an asay and a los asay. Every yontif is an asay and a los asay. So es an adrech a los asay and an asay. Es an adrech a los asay. Es an adrech another asay. So therefore, because of you might need that dirt for kisei adam, that won't be adrech the isa working on yontif. So he can't do it lemaisa. But still, the lav should go off of kilayim, because as far as kilayim is concerned, as a decha lo sase. If you say hoyel, maybe visitors will come, and they'll have to eat, and have to shech the chicken for them, and you have to cover up the dam. So the mitzvah eser, the hoyel mitzvah says, of kisei hadam should be decha the lo sase of kilayim, and you should track that. It's one lav less. That's his kasha. Now we'll soon see what the answer is for that. But say it aside first. Omar Pope Baal Shmuel. They try some to lose him before he comes to the final talents. He can say it's talking about round stones that are too solid. It's not the kind that you can by plowing, break it up into dirt. So you're plowing it, but it breaks up into clods that are not fit for kisei hadam. Kisei hadam has to be sandy or thin dirt. You can't cover it with lumps of stones or lumps of dirt. You have to cover it with loose dirt. So the plowing is plowing in such soil that it produces broken plots or stones. For the Gemara is still is fit to grind them down. You can break down these stones into dirt on Yom Tov, and since it's fit for that, it should still be considered as plowing for a purpose of hoyel, the kisei adam. Eventually you can break down the stones. So the Gemara said, that's no kasha. Ksiyishe beyond to Mishal, is it muta on Yom Tov to break down the stones into dirt? That means this. Since the eser of kisei adam, it now doche de lo sase of Yom Tov, because Yom Tov has another ase too, besides the lo sase. So therefore, even the losase of Cheresh Bikalayim also is not nidche. Although it should be an eser of Kisei Adam is the losase of Cheresh Bikalayim, but since in practice today you can't do it, because eser not nidche, eser of Yontif, so therefore it's not nidche, even the eser of Kelayim. Therefore all the Elavim, eser not nidche, the Elavim of Kelayim, therefore all the Elavim stand as before. Say it once more now. At first he wanted to say, it's true you're not allowed to do the plowing, because the Eser Kisei Adam is certainly not Dechad Losas of Yontif, because it's the Eser also of Yontif. But at least let it be Dechad Losas of Cheresh Bikalayim and take off at least that lav. So my answer is no. Since in practice it's usher to do the plowing on Yontif, because of Kisei Adam, because the Eser is not Dechad Losas and the Eser. Therefore, even the lav of Cheresh Bikalayim also you can't be Dechad. And therefore, all the lavim still remain. Say that. The kasha was, let the eser of Cheresh Bikalayim be, let the eser of Kisei Adam push aside the lav of Cheresh Bikalayim. You have to be Cheresh in order to make dirt for Kisei Adam. And you'll be Kesesh. Let's say you're breaking up the clouds. So let's say as you're plowing, you plow again and again. You keep on plowing until you break up the clouds into dirt, fit for Kisei Adam. So he says, but the Issa of Yontif, you can do. So since the Issa of Kisei Adam and not Dechad the Losas of Yontif, therefore it cannot be Dechad the Losas of Cheresh Bikalayim. And therefore all the Lavim still remain. Set that aside. The kasha was, why shouldn't it be considered es of Kisei Adam as Dechad de Loisas of Cheresh Bikalayim? And even though there'll be lumps, so let the es of Kisei Adam be Dechad the Issa of breaking up the lumps. Even the Issa of Yontif. So he says, is it muta to do an Issa on Yontif? You can't break up the lumps on Yontif. And therefore, it takes off the previous kasha too. Since Eser of Kisei Adam is not Dechad the Loisas of Yontif, you can't break up the lumps. Because Eser, no Eser is Dechad the Loisas of Yontif, because Yontif is Eser too. So therefore, you go back originally, let's subtract the Loisas of Cheresh Bikalayim. No! Since you can't plow on Yontif for the purpose of Kisei Adam. Es of Kisei Adam is not Dechad Losas Es of Yontif. So therefore, even the lav of Cheresh Bikalayim also you can't subtract, even though that lav by itself doesn't have any Es, it's only a lav alone. And the Es of Kisei Adam should be Dechad that lav, like the original kasha. No, he said. It was a mistake, the original kasha. But since it's also to plow on Yontif because of Yontif, so therefore the lav of Cheresh Bikalayim also is not Nidche. That's all. Say it once more. It's still fit to break up the lumps with a shinoi. A shinoi is on Issa the Rabbono. So let's say the plowing should be the deche, even though. He'll make lumps. But the lumps are not fit to kisha, and the lumps are not fit to kisha. Then you can break up with a shinoi. So he says, "But soon." I'll tell you what we do. We'll leave this the next time because it's too late already. We'll learn the last piece again once more. So, and me and Famaya downstairs.
So, we're in the kasha like this. Let's say he says you can do it for until I hate you. Then you can make like he has not been to go to the Israel island. And therefore, I say, okay, should be like this thing.
This shiur was made available by kolavigda.com. To sponsor a shiur and help us grow Rabbi Avigdor Miller's Gemara Shiurim, call or text 347-541-8051 or email us at kolavigda.com. That's info@kolavigdor. Thank you.